Nobody knows the system better than me, which is why I alone can fix it.
To a lot of people, Trump's acceptance speech sounded like straight-up authoritarianism. And as a matter of fact, social science has found a link between Trump supporters and authoritarian beliefs. But is the Democratic Party the antidote? We asked delegates in Philadelphia on the first day of the Democratic National Convention. Did you watch Donald Trump's speech at the Republican National Convention?
Yes.
What was your reaction to that?
Well, he made a lot of Mussolini faces. I wish that were a joke. It isn't.
Speaking of Mussolini, do you believe Trump is an authoritarian?
He has most of the blueprint or the tenets of that, yes.
People have felt that he sounded authoritarian, like some authoritarian strongman. Do you get that impression?
Yes.
He's one of those people who believes that he can fix all the world's problems without having anyone else aid him.
I don't view Donald Trump as a consensus maker. I hear him thinking, I can do it, I'm the only one can do it.
Do you think that Donald Trump respects democracy and the Constitution and the process?
I do think he does respect those lines, but I think that he, when the opportunity arises, will stretch the lines.
I don't feel he respects the Constitution or the presidential power.
Do you think that Democrats offer a viable anti-authoritarian alternative?
Yeah, definitely. I believe that Secretary Clinton is someone who is very much willing to hear other people's concerns and work with the right people to get those issues addressed.
Free speech is an anti-authoritarian value, you would say?
Yes.
I am for free speech. And
what about the role of government in policing, you know, hate speech?
Well, it depends. It depends on what the hate speech looks like.
Whether free speech should have any limitations on it. I think that we need to educate people more about what is the proper way to use their voice.
Citizens United case was about a political film, an anti-Hillary political documentary. The courts ruled that that was free speech. You disagree with that?
Yes.
Do you believe in free trade across borders?
Depends. I'm for fair trade myself.
What do you mean by that?
For fair trade, we have to look at, if it's free trade, you know, it could be disparaging for certain people.
Democrats have banned Airbnb in certain cities. How do you feel about the Democrat approach to the sharing economy?
Yeah, I think that they're trying to push forth very progressive values that are going to definitely spread the wealth and provide people like young people like me enough.
Democrats respect the democracy and the democratic process more than someone like Donald Trump might.
Yes.
Hillary Clinton has said if she is elected and Congress won't act on guns, that she will take some sort of administrative action to regulate guns. Do you agree with that, even though it kind of circumvents the legislative process?
If Congress doesn't want to work with the public, then that is her right as president, and she is representing all of us.
One of the unprecedented things in foreign policy for the Obama administration was the executive signing off on drone hits, one person at the top making the calls. Do you think Hillary is the right person to be doing that, and that she should be doing that?
I definitely believe so. I believe that we have a president of the United States, and it's a voted position, so we can have someone to take the executive powers at B.
She was Secretary of State under the Obama administration, and there were several overseas interventions that happened without congressional approval, Libya, Yemen, Pakistan, to name a few. So you're okay with the president having that kind of power to act kind of unilaterally in overseas interventions?
When it's the safety of our country and it's a threat to our country, I feel the president has the constitutional right to do that.
Some cases, when you're talking about a situation of crisis, there are means where you need to take action for it to prevent something even worse from occurring.
Democrats have proposed putting punitive taxes on corporations that try to leave. Chuck Schumer even tried to propose a punishment for the former Facebook founder when he left to go live in Singapore.
Companies need to understand that they can't just, they have to be loyal to the to their workers.
How do you feel about Edward Snowden and her position on him?
Mm-hmm. He should be in prison. It's such a divisive subject that it needs to be contained.
Even though he exposed possibly unconstitutional national surveillance from an unaccountable agency on the American public?
I really don't have a comment on it because I'm not too versed in it, but I know that she would do what she thinks is best for the country and the safety for the country.
We will make America safe again.